If it was your job to change the world, how would you do it? Honestly. Today's episode is really about realizing that everything that we wish the world would be starts with us. Everything that we want in our life, all the money that we want in our bank account, all the love that we want in a relationship, all of that starts with us. People come to me because they're dissatisfied. People come to me because they're frustrated. People come to me because they're just flat out confused, bored. They're missing that thing. They don't really know who they are. They're like, "Oh, can you just read my chart? Can you, how much for a reading? Can we look at my astrology? Can we look at my human design?" I have people that are extremely skeptical. Come to me because when shit hits the fan in your life, you begin to realize that maybe it's time to start questioning other possible ways of living, right? So it's important to realize that you are the person that you are because you were born in the country that you were born, in the family that you were born, with the upbringing that you were born. If you were born to a different family in a different country with a different upbringing, you would have a completely different mindset. And then you would probably oppose the things that you are actually standing by today. So, depending on your upbringing, depending on the people who brought you up, you have a different opinion about the world. And you might think, well, this is the right way and everybody else is wrong. Yeah, of course. You're not going to be skeptical because you grew up with that, right? So, that being said, let's go back to the beginning. If it was up to you, if it was your job to change the world, how would you do it? Because what I've really noticed lately is that I work with a lot of people, and because of my background, because of the way my life has gone, because of my upbringing, because of the serious breakdown that I've had, to be honest, more than one, way more than one. Because of the journey that I have been on, just to connect deeper with myself, I have some extremely real life experience with not knowing who I was and how painful it is. Right? Like you don't even know what feels bad. You're not even sure why you're feeling so confused. You're not sure why you feel so bad, so sad, so angry, so frustrated, why you have no energy, why you don't want to get out of bed, why you're pissed off at that person. Before you do the work to understand what's underneath all that pain, it is the most confusing time in life. You don't know why you have migraines. You don't know why you have acne. You don't know why you're not able to control your temper. There's so many question marks all over everywhere. You don't understand. You just think that some people are just fucked up and you think it's actually their fault. And I'm here to tell you that if you are not protecting your energy, you will always find people to blame. But it's always up to you to protect your energy, and it's always up to you to decide the kind of person that you want to be. Because the truth is, and honestly, like this, I'm gonna just cut straight to the point. You cannot see your purpose unless you give up your excuses. Your excuses are the veils creating confusion between your perspective and your purpose. So, right now, right now, right now, right in the moment, right this exact second, no matter where you are, this exact moment, right now, whether you're in your home, in your car, outside, with your dog, wherever you are right now, maybe you're in the shower because maybe you're like me and you listen to podcasts in the shower. Wherever you are right now, your purpose is inside of you and you might be able to see it. But if there's like 10 layers of bullshit excuses in your like immediate vision, in your immediate perspective, you think it's reality, but it's like layers of bullshit. And like, it's really, really hard to admit that there's layers of bullshit because you so deeply believe in those layers of bullshit. And I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna say it like it is. Things that you probably, if you're not living your purpose, if you're not fully fucking thriving and alive and excited about your life, and just like, you know, I created this life for myself. I created every ounce of it. I decided this. Like, yeah, I'm accepting it. This is my full responsibility from A to Z, baby. If you didn't create your life, chances are you're buying into excuses. You're buying into things that aren't real because you're living life by default, instead of living life by design. So let me ask you one more time, my friend. If it was your job to change the world, how would you do it? And the reason why I'm asking you this question right now is that I want you to realize something. Who do you think? Whose job is it to change the world? Because I'm just gonna go out here and take a wild guess that you don't think that the world is at like optimal level, right? Like the world kind of, you know, you could use a few like makeovers. You could use a few like renovations. You could use a few like transformations, right? A little upkeep. The world could use a few upgrades, don't you think? Like, you know, you get a phone, you get an upgrade. I feel like the world is like on Nokia, like a Nokia phone right now. No offense to Nokia. We all had one, right? That was, I think, my first phone. Or just like, you know, those flip phones, the old ones. The world needs an upgrade. The world needs a motherfucking like wave of leaders. But right now, we're all sitting at home and we just like, we haven't like, it's like Superman hasn't realized he's Superman. Batman hasn't realized he's Batman. Like, it's like, it fucking, we need to wake up. And it's not about other people. We can't just be like, oh my God, the world needs to be figured out. It needs to be so much better. No. You need to realize that the things that you see in the world, that you think the world needs, it's up to you, my baby. You need to create those things because chances are, if you're like at home typing on your little computer, isn't it so fucked up? Trump this, Trump that. He's so crazy. He tells people to drink Lysol. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, let me just put all of my energy into Trump and blame him for being a person that isn't perfect. Meanwhile, you're at home, you're eating Cheetos, and you're watching Netflix, and you're doing absolutely fucking nothing for the world. And by the way, this is not me supporting anyone in the public eye. But I want you to understand that everything that you do has an impact on the world. And if there's something that you don't like, pointing to that thing and saying, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, like just gives that thing way more attention. Try this instead. What would you do if you were in a position to change the world? And I know you, what you might say, you're just like, Sasha, I'm at home right now. I'm worried about paying my next month's rent. I don't know what kind of food I'm gonna get. Like, whatever excuses, right? Like the layers of excuses, 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 blah, 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 blah. You are the queen of it. You're the king of it. I know. We know. We all know. Everybody knows. But I want you to realize that your deepest level of happiness, your deepest levels of fulfillment, your deepest levels of love and respect and honor for yourself, when you're looking at the mirror and you're seeing your eyes and you're recognizing the soul inside your body, that self-love, that like, it's so delicious. That comes when you decide to dissolve the veils of bullshit, right? Because your purpose is inside of you. Everybody's got a job to do. And if you're not super fulfilled, if you're not thrilled and joy and everything like that right now with your life, you're not on purpose. You're not on purpose. That's like as simple as it is. It's as simple as it is. Your purpose cannot be something that does not give you joy and satisfaction. Even if it's hard, even if it's difficult, even if it's weird, even if it's something that you doesn't even make sense, it hasn't existed yet because you need to create it. It's confusing. You don't even know where you're going. It's like walking in darkness and you're like touching everywhere. You're like, I can't see anything. That's kind of like finding your purpose is like. You have to go onto uncharted territory. My apologies if I said that wrong. But seriously, it's so worth it. There's nothing in life that is more worth it than getting to know yourself. It's not about bending over backwards to please the world. That is never. This is what I used to think. I had this big distortion that in order to live my purpose, I had to be like a doctor or a nurse or Mother Teresa. And I was just like, well, that's the only people that ever changed the world. Talk about like conditioning, right? That's like watching movies and Disney and all that shit. That's not the truth. And let me save you some time. Like, you don't need to do like 18 hours of work, which by the way is nothing compared to the amount of time it took me to figure this out. But I want to save you as much time as possible. And like, straight up, it's not about effort. It's not about physical doing. It's not about doing like physical labor and being a doormat for other people and like trying really, really, really hard. It's literally about courage to call yourself out on your bullshit and taking massive, and I'm talking about massive responsibility. If everything was up to you, if you're by yourself on a deserted island, nobody else is around, what would you do? What would you do? What if it was just you? Like just you on an island, exactly as you are right now, exactly the same body, same face, same idea, same mind, even the same place that you live in. Everything is the same. It's just that you're the oldest human alive and everybody else is like 7 years old. What would you teach? What if they're all 15 years old? What would you teach them? What would you be like, hey guys, like this is what you can know about the world. What if they're 21 and they're confused as fuck about life? Would you have something to say? Would you be like, hey, you know what? Like, I tried university, it wasn't for me. Here's what I learned. I know that this is the path. Like, everybody's been going on that path for years and years and years. But like, maybe you should consider that you're maybe a little bit different than every other human. Maybe you're not as, you know, cookie cutter as everybody else. Maybe your magic is not the same as everyone else. You know the Einstein quote, and I think it's Einstein, so forgive me if I'm wrong on that. You cannot judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, right? That's like schools nowadays, and for like years and years and years, have been all about climbing a tree. And how fucking well you can climb a tree in like 2.5 seconds. Meanwhile, that's like one of the things. It's like one of the things. It's one of the ways to measure greatness and intelligence. Meanwhile, there's fish out there. They're not getting graded. They're not getting graded at all. But it's just as worthy. It's just as amazing. It's just as like beautiful and delicious. And it adds to our quality of life as a human species, as like humanity. And I'm here to tell you that you are not meant, like your job, the biggest thing you can do for the world, the biggest thing you can do for the world is not to bend over backwards trying to be perfect, because that is actually completely the wrong direction to go. Your job and the thing that you should prioritize is understanding your machine, your own personal little body. Your body. Your body is a machine and it has emotions and it has like when you feel sad, your body's like, "Hey, we feel sad. This makes us feel sad. I wonder why. Like, pay attention. What are we getting triggered with? Oh, hey, in this situation, we feel happy. Is this sustainable happiness? Is this real happiness, or is it like fake happiness where like as soon as the alcohol leaves, we're not happy anymore, right? Like if you're happy just because you have a beer in your hand, this is not real happiness. That means that your happiness depends on that beer. If you're only happy when you smoke weed, that means that that weed has your power. If you're only happy when you're around that person, that means that that person has your power. Do you want all those things to have your power, or do you want to have your own power? Do you have the ability to feel happy in this moment right now without the cigarette, without the beer, without the person? And if you're saying no, then you are not empowered. And that is your biggest job. Your biggest job in this lifetime is to figure out how to make you thrive, how to make your body thrive, how to make your emotions thrive. Because the truth is that we all have a very different set of energetic currents that are flowing within us. And those currents thrive under very, very, very different circumstances. And it's only when those things are thriving within us that not only do we feel amazing, but we have value to give. And once we begin to know and recognize how to add a value to ourselves, how to make ourselves feel fucking phenomenal, we can begin to pour so much energy into ourselves that we are overflowing. We have so much gooey, gooey, juicy, juicy, magic, juju, whatever you want to call it. It's magical. We have this magical energy, which is like, you want happiness? I fucking have so much happiness. I'm like, oh my God, I want to give it to you and 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 to you. And it feels so good because the people, like, sometimes you're going to come across people and they actually fucking need it. And when you have extra, when you have extra, when you're not just giving because, you know, you're not lighting yourself up on fire to keep them warm, you have so much that you're able to just give and you're still fine. Because it's never about giving to your detriment. It's about giving from your overflow. You're giving from overflow. You're not giving and then making, like, if you give to the point that it makes you starving, if you give to the point that it makes you thirsty, if you give to the point that you have nothing left for yourself, that is not genuine giving. That is not authentic giving because you are not honoring yourself. And it's an honor. There's nothing honorable about disregarding your life for the life of another, because what you're actually doing in that time is you're in ego mode. You're giving to another person because you, that's what you need to feel like worthy of whatever. But that's a complete distortion again. So I'm here to tell you that your biggest job in the world is to make sure that your vehicle for this lifetime, this human suit, this meat suit, this like flesh and bone that you're in, you have to figure out how to make that thrive. It's like having a car, right? You need to figure out, does it need diesel? Does it need regular gas? Do I need to plug it in? Is it electrical? Is it a hybrid? Like, what is it? What am I driving? What kind of car do I have? Okay, well, I thrive in this environment, but I don't thrive in that environment. Oh, cool. Like, let me make that a note, you know? I am an introvert. Cool. All right, got that. Great. Perfect. Am I artistic? Yeah. Okay. So I need to not be an accountant. Great. Cool. Boom. Two things done. All right. Like, there's so many little tricks you can do. So stop trying to play the roles that society has told you to play. And for fuck's sake, start respecting your beautiful energetic design. Because again, let me ask you one more time. If it was your job to change the world, how would you do it? Right? Can you answer that question? If it's not up to you, who is it up to? Whose job is it? And what makes them more special than you? Right? What makes them more special than you? Who's to say that you're not the next person who's meant to completely revolutionize the world? But you just like, you're not really like taking fucking ownership for it. You're not taking responsibility for it. I know I'm being a bit tough today, but this is a gift, you know? I'm so grateful for the people who kicked me softly in my bum and then hardly in my bum. It woke me up, saved me a lot of time. But yeah, just know that I love you. And it's like the hardest job you'll ever do is take massive, 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 massive responsibility for yourself. And stop blaming your parents. Stop blaming your teachers. Stop blaming your spouse. Stop blaming your friends. Stop blaming everybody else. And you're, oh, there, you know, I had a really bad teacher in grade 2. It fucked me up for math forever. Okay, great. So is that your story? Like everything is done for you because of that So your teacher has that much fucking power over you? Great story, bro. So how are you gonna change the world? I can't. My teacher in like 10 years ago was just like ruined my life. Okay, well that was 10 years ago. You still on that? Really? Come on. Come on. Come on. You're better than that. You're better than that. And if we've learned anything from this coronavirus thing is that you've had to sit with yourself. And if you haven't had the ability to distract yourself for every second of that time, you've had the opportunity to come to terms with the fact that maybe you don't like yourself that much. And maybe it's time to ask yourself, why are you not that into you? Right? And if you are into yourself, like not in an egoic way, by the way, this is not what we're talking about here. This is not about like, oh, look at me, I'm the hottest shit around. Like it's about being like, wow, I respect the human being that I am. I take full ownership for my past, for all my mistakes, for everything that I've ever been through. I take full ownership. I respect that I'm not perfect. I took the lessons from that. I forgave myself, and now I'm ready to fucking make magic with it, right? Like I see people that I can help with my life story. I fucked up on that, so I don't want other people to fuck up on that, right? Like I know for me, like this is super vulnerable. Like I was an angry person. I used to scream. I used to be so toxic. When you're toxic inside, only toxic things come out. When you have toxic emotions in your heart, only toxic emotions come out. And it's impossible to love someone with your whole heart if you can't love yourself with your whole heart. And if you ask me the question, if it was my job to change the world, how would I do it? I would answer, I would love myself a lot more. I would forgive myself quicker. I would stop judging myself as hard, and I would share from my heart more often, more all the time. I would empower people as much as possible. I would remind people that they're amazing. I would empower people. I wouldn't just tell people, "Hey, like here, I'm gonna give you tips for life." No, 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 no. I'd be like, "Hey, what do you think? How do you think we should do it?" Because it's an empowering people, right? It's all about that delegation, but not delegation like, "Hey, I'm the boss. I'm telling you what to do." No, it's not even about giving like $1 million to people who can't eat. It's about teaching them how they can empower themselves to find ways to feed themselves. And I'm not talking about children right now. I'm talking about like grown-ups who have no idea how to support themselves. We need to empower each other. And that's how I would do it. And that's how I am doing it. I'm not perfect. I am not pretending to be perfect. But with this podcast that is completely free for you to consume, with my Facebook group that is completely free for people to consume, with my Instagram that is completely free for people to consume, you have a like this well of knowledge from life experiences, from me and my education, right? My various education career, like from traditional education to non-traditional education to my personal autodidact way of teaching and learning and my experience and my life experiences and my like almost completely obsessed way of being extremely curious about, whoa, this happened in my life. What does that mean? Like, I can get down to a rabbit hole, but I'm always willing to take responsibility for myself. I'm always willing to call myself out. And I truly, truly, truly believe that if we want to begin to change the world, and I deeply believe that the world needs it, it's not about looking outside. It's not about asking Trump or Justin Trudeau or whoever is your president or prime minister. It's not about looking at your government. It's not about blaming the government. It's about looking inside and saying, okay, what can I do now? Because your resources are not just in your bank account. Your resources are in your energy. They're in your heart. If I literally have so much free information to give to people and people are not taking it. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I don't have the money. I'm like, it's fucking free. We have Google. What are you doing? Like, everything is free. Sure, if you want to cut corners, if you want to speed up the process, you can do coaching, you can do one-on-one learning programs. It can be fast as fuck if you really want that. But that's expensive. So in the beginning, when you're starting out, you don't have the cash or whatever. There's a fuck ton of free resources. So don't give me I don't have enough money. And don't give me I don't have enough time. I will not believe you. And I hope that with this corona thing, you're able to call yourself out on your BS. And I know this podcast is really been like a kick in the ass, but truly, I know people who are in their 70s who are coming up to this awakening. Like legitimately. They're like, "Oh my God, it actually is all up to me." Like it's all up to us. And maybe you only have like a few friends in your life that you can actually positively impact. But like you listen to one podcast and then your one friend starts gossiping and bitching and saying really toxic things and you're like, "Actually, you know what? I'm gonna speak up this one time. I'm gonna say something today." In the past, I would have kept to myself, but not today. Today I'm ready to be a leader. Today I'm ready to make a small little impact. And I'm gonna stop it here. It stops with me. It stops with me because now I know better. When I didn't know better, it wasn't my fault. Like I didn't know better. Don't beat yourself up if you don't know better. But when you do know better, and you should like try to educate yourself, right? Make up your own opinions. Make up your own mind. Do your own research because other people will fill your mind with their own shit. Like question everything that I'm saying. Everything that I'm saying. Question everything everybody else is saying. Because everybody has a different agenda. And when people are not speaking from the heart, they can really poison your mind. And this is actually what I really want to get to. And this podcast has been a little bit long, but honestly, I love you guys. I love you guys so much. Your heart, what's on your heart, your body will tell you. Because it's possible that even if I'm speaking from my heart, you may not re like resonate with it. You may not resonate with it, and that's beautiful. We're not all supposed to agree. There's not just one plan. I'm not supposed to figure it out for you, but you're supposed to figure it out for you. Nobody else is supposed to figure it out for you. Your purpose, the things that matter the most to you, it's like this internal treasure hunt. It's this treasure hunt that you're meant to uncover and you're supposed to peel the layers. It's like this beautiful thing, this beautiful little diamond that's in this like ball of clay, and you have to peel away the layers. But most people go through life and they have this ball of clay and they are completely unaware that their diamond purpose is inside the ball of clay, and they look everywhere in the room. They're like, "Oh, where's my purpose? Where's my purpose? Take this test, take that test, take this test. I don't know where my purpose is." Meanwhile, you're like, well, you actually just need to look inward. That's what you need to do. Pay attention to how you feel. Like, start to follow the breadcrumbs. Oh, boom, this happened. Oh, okay. Or be around people who are loving their life. Your biggest job in this lifetime is to love your life, to genuinely find meaning in living. Find meaning in living. And the way that you find meaning in living is to find meaning in your past, is to find meaning in your present, is to accept, cherish, love, honor who you are, and forgive yourself for the mistakes you have made. Because if you don't forgive yourself for the mistakes you've made, you're not going to be able to extract the lessons from the mistakes. And it's those lessons from those mistakes that are the richest things for your purpose. Your pain, your past, that is the thing. Those are the things that make up your purpose. Your mess, the biggest messes of your life, the things that you're most embarrassed about, the relationships that have been so messy, right? That is your message. Your pain is your purpose. Turn your pain into your purpose. Turn your mess into your message, right? Like, we've heard that a million times. Maybe you haven't, but I have. Everything you've ever been through is so rich. And when you understand that you can extract those lessons, it's like that makes the best story ever, the best comeback ever, the most beautiful underdog story in the world. Look at all the movies that you love. Right? There's always a moment that's like hard. Like there's something to overcome. That's you, my friend. You're beautiful, you. You have a beautiful story to share. You have magic for the world. Don't keep it for yourself. That's selfish. Don't keep it for yourself. You have been through stuff. You have been through so much. You have been through so much. There's so much value in everything you've been through. Allow yourself to extract those lessons. That is the purest gold. Nobody else has your life experience. No one else has ever seen what you've seen. No one else has been through what you've been through. No one. You have a very, very unique set of skills. And the world needs that. You are a very unique puzzle piece. And when you thrive, it makes everything else come alive. So, just to loop everything up and to bring everything to a conclusion. If it was your job to change the world, how would you do it?